Okay, now Mars, you stay there, right next to Jupiter. And Saturn, I know you and Uranus don't usually get along, so I put some extra space in between you two. No, Mercury, stop moving!
Okay, Mindy, I got the astronaut ice cream. Wait a minute, did you start the solar system tea party without me?
Sorry, Guy Razzie. They just kept showing up early. For a group of planets, you'd think they know how to plan a little better. Can you help me out here? These planets just will not sit still. Get over there.
It seems like they're all orbiting around the teapot.
There must be a gravitational pull coming from the teapot, keeping the planets in orbit.
So, wait a minute. The teapot is acting as the sun?
Well, Houston, I think we might have a problem, because I made a supermassive batch of black hole tea for all of the planets to share, but if they're not going to drink it, then who will?
Well, we do have an audience for our game show, Mindy.
Oh, that's right, our game show. We got to start it.
And now, for everyone's favorite game show, it's Two What's and a Wow!
Welcome back, Wowzers!
Boys, girls, guys, and galaxies! We have a stellar round lined up for you today on...
Two What's and a Wow!
That's right, Mindy. Yesterday, we told you three scientific facts about ears from different animals.
But, and this is a big but, only one of the choices was a real scientific wow. The other two were totally made up. What?
Yesterday, you decided which one you thought was the real scientific wow. So let's review.
Was it A, snakes have ears on their tongues?
Or was it B, grasshoppers have ears on their bellies?
Or was it C, humans have better hearing than pigeons?
Which did you choose?
We can't hear you! Speak up, Wowzers!
Okay, your answers are locked in. Now, to reveal the scientific wow is Stella from Morocco!
Hi, Mindy, I'm Guy Raz. My name is Stella, and I live in Casablanca, Morocco. And my wow in the world is grasshoppers have ears in their bellies. Isn't that cool? Say hi to Reggie and Grandma G-Force to me.
Congratulations, Stella, you're right. The answer is B. You found the scientific wow.
But for all of our other wowzers who chose A or C, don't worry, you weren't too far off.
Snakes actually do not have external or outer ears, but that doesn't stop them from hearing. Sound waves cause vibration inside the snake's skull, and the snake can sense those sounds through its inner ears.
And pigeons can actually hear better than humans. They can hear at much lower frequencies than humans, so they can hear distant storms or even volcanoes before they erupt. Just don't tell Reggie, because that'll go straight to his head.
Now that we know the scientific wow, Mindy, why don't you tell our winning contestants what they've won?
You got it, Guy Razzie. If you chose B, you will be taking home invisible earbuddies.
Now, these are no ordinary pair of invisible earbuds. While they can play your favorite tunes like any other pair, the outside of the earbud features a tiny picture of your best friend.
Guy Razzie, you know what I'm getting you for your birthday.
All right, Mindy, and to all of our other Wowzer contestants, you will take home...
an invisible earworm! This little guy will easily slide into your ear and sing you a tune from a catalog of 1,000 catchy songs.
This worm sings some of the biggest hits like the Wow in the World theme song and It's Raining Fish Tacos.
Two What's in a Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents come from Clif Kid, makers of Z-Bar, the organic energy bar made for playtime fuel. Many at Clif are parents, too, and Clif Kid salutes all the parents and kids working together to make the best of this time, staying active and using their imaginations while they play. Clif Kid is here for you and with you for every adventure.
That's it! Back to the show!
Welcome back, Wowzers! Oh, it sounds like it's time for another round of...
Two Whats and a Wow!
Even though the Solar System Tea Party didn't quite go as planned, our theme today is the solar system.
We're going to tell you three scientific facts about the solar system, and it's up to you to find the real scientific fact from all of the scientific whats?
In other words, we want you to find the fact among the fiction. Okay, Wowzers, are you ready? Because here we go!
Is it A, Earth can fit in Jupiter's big red dot?
Or is it B, Mercury rotates on its axis in the opposite direction of all the other planets?
Or is it C, Saturn has 50 moons and moonlets in its orbit?
And now it's up to you to guess the wow.
If you think you know the answer, write it down so you don't forget.
And don't be afraid to phone a friend or ask your family if they know the answer. Is it A, Earth can fit in Jupiter's big red dot?
Was it B, Mercury rotates on its axis in the opposite direction of all the other planets?
Or is it C, Saturn has 50 moons and moonlets in its orbit? And time's up! Tune in tomorrow to see if you got the right answer on our next episode of...
Two Whats and a Wow!
Now, before we go, we want to address the elephant in the room. And by elephant, we mean Pluto.
In case you don't know, Pluto was demoted from being classified as a planet in our solar system to now being considered a dwarf planet.
And while there are lots of scientific reasons for why this happened, we can't help but feel sad that Pluto was left out of the planet party. So, we challenge you to write a letter to our old friend Pluto, checking in, letting him know that we still care about him, or her.
And if you can, do a little research about why Pluto is no longer considered a planet. And then, include in your letter to Pluto why you think Pluto should or should not be considered a planet.
And once you're done writing your note, snap a picture of it. Your grown-ups can upload the picture to us at tinkercast.com/share. We'll pass it on to Pluto for you. No stamps required.
And we'll be right back here tomorrow to play another round of Two Whats and a Wow!
Hey, buddy, you want some more tea?
Only if it's herbal. Our show is produced by me, Mindy Thomas, and Jacob Stein. Jason Rabinowitz provides all the wows as our audio producer.
And our episode was written by Anna Zagorski.
Jessica Boddy is our wow fact checker, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Our theme song was written and composed by The Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Wow in the World. And our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share, it could be used on an upcoming Two Whats and a Wow. Call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening, and until next time, keep on wowing!
Made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.